I was really glad to see that bill go through the House that protects private property rights. The bill that the Senate leaders have put forward puts more guardrails and protections for private property rights. And so there are some good provisions in the bill, but it doesn't ban the use of eminent domain for carbon pipelines. And that's the problem that I have with it. The House and Senate are going to have to come to some kind of an agreement for us to be able to move something. So I don't know what shape and form that agreement's going to take, because both sides are pretty dug in on their positions.